FM News 100.1 and 1110 KBND Sports. Now, here's Mike Thomas.
In the NBA, the Trailblazers hung with the Celtics for the first three quarters, but couldn't keep up in the fourth, losing 124 to 107. Delano Banton had another strong showing, putting up 28 points and 9 assists against the team he was traded from earlier this season. The loss snaps the two-game win streak. The Blazers leave Boston to come back home to face New Orleans tomorrow night. Major League Baseball, San Francisco beat the Padres 3-2 yesterday to take their first series of the season. The Giants pushed two runs across in the eighth inning to take the lead. The Nationals come to Oracle Park tonight. First pitch is at 6:45. The Mariners were socked by Milwaukee 12-4 yesterday to lose their series. Seattle's bottom of the order accounted for most of the runs yesterday. M's starter Emerson Hancock gave up 8 earned runs in 3 1/3 innings. It's on to Toronto for a 3-game series starting today at 4. College baseball, number 5 Oregon State got the sweep against Arizona State. Number 20 Oregon beat UCLA yesterday to get the series win. College softball, number 22 Oregon beat number 9 Washington yesterday to win their series. Oregon State beat number 12 UCLA yesterday to avoid the sweep. Soccer, the Portland Timbers came back from down 3 goals to take a draw with Sporting KC yesterday. Locally, all games weather permitting. Softball and baseball, Madras has the Dalles. Crook County plays Gladstone. Girls golf, Bend hosts Lapine, Madras, Mountain View, Summit at the Bend Golf and Country Club for the Bend Invitational. The boys are at the Crook County Invitational. That's the host Cowboys with Summit, Mountain View, Bend, Madras, Lapine, and Malala at Meadow Lakes in Prineville. From the KBND Sports Desk, I'm Mike Thomas.
Let's start with women's hoops. South Carolina knocked off Iowa to capture their third national championship. The Gamecocks became the 10th team in D1 history to complete an unbeaten season at 38-0. In the men's bracket, one seeds Purdue and UConn face off for the national title tonight in Arizona. Boilermakers seeking their first ever national title, while UConn trying to become the first team to capture back-to-back titles since Florida in 07. Kentucky's John Calipari is finalizing a 5-year deal to become Arkansas's new head coach. Timberwolves took down the Lakers, now tied with the Nuggets for the top spot in the West. Mavs came from 22 down, beat the Rockets in overtime. Rockets have been eliminated from postseason contention. Barring a setback, Tiger Woods likely to make his 26th appearance at the Masters. The tees off Thursday at Augusta National. That's sports. Ronza Moss, NBC News Radio.